Good morning. Actually, I'm preaching for Pastor Kevin today. Pastor Kevin was scheduled to preach this morning, and honestly, I wish he was preaching instead of me this morning. He was scheduled, but he asked if I'd fill in for him, and so I'm privileged always to preach, but I'm privileged to fill in for my good friend, Pastor Kevin. I'd like to read you something that Pastor Kevin wrote that he asked Pastor Ray or I to read to you, his friends here in the church. And so this is from Pastor Kevin and Hannah. He writes, "We are deeply grieved over the loss of our son. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your sincere love for our sweet family. Our son will be a part of our life and Plantation Community Church family forever. His name is Cade Wyatt, and we so badly wish you had the honor to meet this sweet little boy. He was for sure way too young, but we know that God is good even when things don't make sense. His name means strong little warrior. And that is a name that to us holds so much meaning behind it. We're so thankful for your sincere love for us. We love every single one of you. And thank you for helping us grieve healthily and appropriately. Kevin." So, standing in the hospital room alongside Hannah and Kevin, with Cade in Hannah's arms, I tried to pray. I got some words out, but I was weeping, and so were they. And tears were running down my face. It was a sad, sad time. You know, sometimes in life, there are just no words. There's just tears. Instead, we cry. So later, as I left the hospital that Thursday, I prayed all the way to my truck. I had many thoughts towards God in those prayers, but I also had a clear thought that I believe came to me from God. I remembered that Jesus wept at the death of his good friend Lazarus. The passage for today is the shortest passage in Scripture, as Ray had said earlier. Just two words. Jesus wept. Now, in every sermon, a pastor's responsibility is to clearly display and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today, I'll do my best to do this. But I hope you'll remember one thing from my presentation today. So if somebody would say to you, "Hey, what did Pastor Dan preach on today?" I'm hoping you will say this: that the majesty and the glory of God's love is revealed to us as He, God, weeps. In the book of Philippians, Paul relates how Jesus, the eternal Son of God, became a man, saying he became obedient to the constraints of man, even to death, death on a cross. So, of course, Jesus would be subject to the emotions of man and be compelled to cry just as we do. I contend that Jesus weeping over Lazarus is just one of many scriptural examples of God's tears. And I believe Jesus' emotions and tears are not only because he took on the nature of man, but that's how God relates to his people who are fallen. He cries. And I also contend that God's emotions and his tears are revealed in many areas of Scripture. Yet possibly not fully understood or explained with words, and I'll explain what I mean by that. I'm going to have a look today at two stories in the Bible. The one where Jesus wept, the story of Lazarus, and the other at the fall of Adam and Eve. I believe there are some similarities between both stories which can be seen, and these similarities point us to the most emotional and loving display of God's emotions, the cross. So I'd like you to find your Bible or open your pew Bible and go to John chapter 11 with me so that you can have reference to things as I preach today. John chapter 11. And here in John chapter 11, we have it titled in the NIV, The Death of Lazarus. The story is chronicled in chapter 11. And we read that Lazarus is a very loved friend of Jesus. And messengers came to Jesus. Jesus was not there at the time when he died, but messengers came to him and reported to him that Lazarus was sick. And then strangely, we read this. In verse 6, it says, "Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was for 2 more days. Why did he wait 2 days? Let's look at the story to come up with a possible answer. So after delaying 2 days, Jesus travels back to Judea to the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. But by this time, Lazarus has been dead and buried for 4 days. Everyone was distraught. People were crying. Mary and Martha were crying. And John reports that Jesus was deeply moved in his spirit, and he was troubled. And we read that Mary, falling at the feet of Jesus, cried out, saying, 'If you had come sooner, Lazarus would not have died.' Martha made the same assertion, but she spoke also of her faith in the resurrection and in the life to come. Mary acknowledged Jesus' position as the Christ. She said, 'You're the Son of God, the one who was to come into the world.' Martha also asserted that God will give Jesus whatever he asks of him. So Jesus is now surrounded by this outpouring of anguish and sorrow, and he wept. Now, when you weep, you can hardly speak. You can hardly gather words. You can't say words. You're just weeping. Jesus was weeping and in tears and crying out with emotion. He commanded the stone to be removed. Can you hear that emotion in his voice? Crying out. Remove that stone. And then turning to Mary, affirming her faith, Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" Jesus audibly thanked God the Father, and then again, with great emotion, turning to the grave, he said, "Lazarus, come out!" Now I want to turn to the story of the fall of man, Adam and Eve. We're all very, very familiar with that story. And it begins with Eve having a discussion with the serpent, Satan. The Lord was not with Adam and Eve at that time as they encountered the serpent, as they encountered the serpent about to be death. They were approaching certain death. I wonder how long did the Lord God wait before seeking them in the garden after that? Maybe it was 2 days. But it was long enough for them to be frightened knowing their fate of death. And they hid from the Lord and they covered their nakedness. Now, I'd like to have you consider with me some of the similarities between these two stories. Jesus, as the Lord came to dead Lazarus, just as the Lord came to dead Lazarus, his naked body covered in grave cloth, made of natural fibers, the Lord also came to Adam and Eve, condemned to death, covered with sewed natural fibers of fig. Just as Martha and Mary, in faith, cried out, "Why did you delay coming? You could have saved Lazarus." Adam, having turned away from faith, hid from the Lord, frightened, wishing that he would not come. But might they have wanted to say, in faith, "If you had come earlier, you could have saved us from death"? In Genesis chapter 3, verse 9, we read, "The Lord God called to man, 'Where are you?' Now, for so long in my life, I have always read this as God angrily speaking out with a sense of great disappointment. Understand, God knew Adam was hiding, and God knew why. Adam had fallen into mortal sin, certain death. And the Lord's questions were designed to bring conviction of sin. But I also wonder if the Lord God, rather than speaking out angrily, was instead emotionally crying out with great sorrow, maybe with tears, "Where are you? What happened? Have you eaten the forbidden fruit?" In other words, God knew this was man's fate, but his heart was broken. And as he now sees his perfect creation corrupted and condemned to death, he cries out with great emotion, condemns the serpent, and pronounces that one will come to crush the head of the serpent and to destroy death. I know that I'm speculating here, injecting emotion into the words of Scripture, but it's not specifically taught in Scripture that the Lord wasn't crying out with great emotion here. In both stories, God confronted physically and directly with the consequences of man's fall into sin, to the corruption and misery of man's expulsion from paradise to a fallen world, and to man's miseries in life and to a certain mortal death. He approached all these things. He confronted all these things. And I contend that in both stories and in all stories of man's fall away from God, God weeps. And the question is always asked, why do bad things happen? And especially, why do bad things happen to good, beautiful people like Hannah and Kevin? The standard answer to that question usually is, well, bad things happen because we're living in a fallen world. But this statement never satisfies the overwhelming emotions and tears during our times of tragedy. The statement may be true, but even as we weep, I believe what is equally true is that Jesus weeps. He weeps with us during terrible times, just as he wept with Martha and Mary. In the Lazarus story, Jesus displays his power over death, calling Lazarus out of the grave. In the Genesis story, The Lord displays his power to destroy death, the eternal destruction of the serpent. In the Genesis story, we understand that this power our Lord has over death comes, however, at a great cost. God must take the curse of death from us and bear it himself. In the Lazarus story, Lazarus emerges from death, his grave cloths removed, and his life restored. At Calvary, Jesus, the Son of God, has his clothes stripped from him, and then he is nailed to a cross. And he hangs there to die a painful death, only to be then cast into hell. God did this for us so that we can have this curse of death removed from us and be restored to life with him in a new paradise to come for eternity. So that in eternity, there will be no more tears, no more misery, no more death. And we know this because in Hebrew texts, in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah prophesied that we all like sheep have gone astray, each of us to his own way, but the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. When Jesus died on the cross, he took all of our sins on his back, and he removed our sins from us and laid them on him. Peter, in his epistle, writes, he himself, Jesus, bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. So now, next week, we're heading into the Lenten season. And although I'm talking about a lot of sad things right here, we are looking forward to the joy of Easter, aren't we? Then we will celebrate the power of God in raising our Savior from the death to life. But through this season of Lent, we need to consider shedding tears for what our Lord has done for us. Suffering, Jesus did all this so that God's glory would be fully displayed to a dying world. And so that we would someday return with him to an eternal paradise. If you, like Martha, have embraced these truths in faith, you have this to look forward to. If you have not yet reached out to God and embraced these truths, know that God is seeking you as he sought Adam. Come to him. So what did Pastor Dan preach about today? If somebody were to ask you, what would you say? Would you say what I said in the beginning? If I can get to it, I want to say it perfectly. There it is. That the majesty and the glory of God's love is revealed as God weeps. And then the other question I had for you was this. Why did he wait 2 days? He waited 2 days so that we would fully see his glory through his tears.